Hello and welcome to episode 566 of Contending at the Water Cooler. I'm your host, Clarence Moy, and I am joined by the other two M's. So M's, let's go around the cooler and tell the listeners who you are and where they can find you on the internet. Joey, let's start with you.
Hi, I'm Joey Moser. You can find me on Twitter at JoeyMoser83.
Hi, and Megan.
I like how you did that, like when they have like newscasters that go like this. That's exactly what you did. Yeah, like that. Hi, I'm Megan McLaughlin. You can find me everywhere at Hey Dude Meg.
And again, I'm Clarence Moy. You can find me on Twitter at Clarence Moy. So you guys all packed? You ready? Got
Nope.
Your
No.
Well, Joey, I know you're not packed yet because you've got an emergency going on at the house. So poor thing.
What do you mean?
My life's falling apart, or at least
are there like eight industrial fans in my basement right now trying to dry off the floor? Yes. Is there carpet? No. Does it look like an S&M chamber without a vision? Yes.
You could Airbnb that or rent that out to somebody. Like,
all that fan just scraping up months and months of lube. You're making me think
right,
of
today's
that
top story.
You're making me think of that scene in Haunting of Hill House where in the basement where they've discovered the mold and they're trying to scrape the mold off, and he sticks his hand in the fan that turns on immediately.
Oh, I don't even remember that. Oh,
it's I rewatched that last year. I don't know that I'm going to do it this year. I don't know what I'm going to watch for Halloween this year, but I am ready for Halloween Baking Championship to come out.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm just ready for like fall period, I think. It feels like,
yeah,
it's summer.
I don't know about you guys, but here in North Carolina, it would be a fantastic week to go to the cooler mountains of Telluride, Colorado, because we are entering September with 100-degree temperatures.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's going to be 90 here when I leave on Thursday, and it will be 68 when I arrive.
But it'll be the hottest 68 you've ever
hottest
felt.
I'm wearing an L.L. Bean fleece. Why am I sweating and frigid at the same time? That's what it'll be like.
Yes. Yes. Don't forget to open up the windows at night. Let the room cool down because it'll be 150.
Oh, that's a good idea. We'll be calling you and being like, Clarence, what do we do? I'm hoping to see that dog with the stick that we saw last year.
Yeah, the one dog with the stick.
There's like 1,000 dogs randomly roaming Telluride.
This is the one. His name is Yogi, and I followed him on Instagram after that. So he is like known for his sticks.
He
so
probably I'm died.
Oh my God!
No, I'm kidding.
Oh my God! I'm gonna make you eat your words when I see him, and I'm gonna be like, "Hey, you're
take
alive.
A selfie, send it to me, and you'll get
or
to go.
Or we're gonna see a plaque that says here.
God. Oh, and you'll get two opportunities to go up to the mountain village on the gondola because they are introducing a new theater. I saw.
Oh,
the Martian. It's Marvin the Martian is the icon, but it's the Martian Theater. It's near the Chuck Jones. I don't know. Did you guys ever go to the Chuck Jones?
No, we just saw it. We just looked
Is it at the bottom of the hill or the top of the hill?
To the top of the hill, I think. Mountain Village is at the top of the hill. Mountain. It's not a hill. It's a mountain.
Yeah.
It's at the top of the mountain. That's why they have gondolas. They don't have gondolas to go up hills, maybe in your world.
in the corn-fed flat state of Ohio, there are no hills, period. No, I thought because we're staying right near the gondola station.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when I was there, I clearly did not read the email. Well, and I was like, ooh, it's right near us. And I'm like, nope. You know, all the good movies are going to be in that theater.
Rarely do premieres up top. The premieres will all be, I assume the Palm is good to go. I've heard it was heading in that direction. But then
I feel like we would have heard otherwise, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you would.
I am slightly worried that, like, Clarence, you kept us in line. Like, I don't know what it's going to be like with Joey and I, you know, on a gondola. Like,
Keep well, Joey will keep your schedule, and you guys remember the passes, right? You remember the little passes that you have to use to get in the special line.
Yes, we have to go get those passes. Yes.
They are usually accompanying you with your press pass. So when you pick up your press pass, those passes will be there.
Okay. Thank you.
And try to keep them as long as you can.
Yes.
There are
Yes.
tricks. Talk about that offline.
Okay.
I remember last year at this time I mentioned those tricks and I got screamed at by Mark. Oh, well. Anyway, so I'm excited to see all of the things you guys see. You have to see the debut. No, the debut. That's the right
Yeah.
one, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, I've been getting the debut and the invite confused. I read some post today that somebody was speculating that the debut was going to be nominated for all these Oscars and perhaps win two. And I kept
Yeah.
thinking, no supporting actress for Penelope Cruz? That's the
Yeah.
invite. Anyway, I need to know how that is as soon as you see it. Everything else, I can wait. That's the
Okay.
only thing I'm interested in. All right. But this week, what we do every year before we head into the festival season, and of course, I neglect, even though he's not on this podcast, because I think maybe he's landed by now, but Frank is attending the Venice Film Festival for us. So you'll get all sorts of festival-related content on the website, the contending.com, Telluride, Venice. There's weeks and weeks and weeks of content just from Frank alone. And
Yeah, there really
so
is.
yeah.
It's kind of
And
crazy.
then after Telluride, Joey's popping off to Toronto. I guess Megan, you're not going to Toronto this year. Yeah, it's
No.
not worth it. And
Well,
wow, travel issues. The
I do
travel
think it is
issues.
worth it. I think the problem is I had such my first experience was so like, because my mom's like,
The
why don't you
ticketing
go to Tip?
system.
I'm like, I couldn't get any movies.
Yeah,
Like,
the ticketing
why did
system.
Joey do it? I'm like, I don't know. Ask him. He's a magical little guy over
He's
Oh,
just
shucks. I'm in the
he's that AI Rumpelstiltskin that's been going around the internet.
Oh my fucking
I have
God.
not seen the AI
You haven't seen that
Rumpelstiltskin.
video? I've seen that video 45 times where the little guy's like dancing and then he spins around the girl and creates gold out of the hay.
I have not seen this.
Oh my God. I will find it later on tonight and
Okay.
send it. It's I
Okay.
think it's AI, or it could be like really bad 60s TV special. I don't
That
know.
could be here too.
It's very odd. We have all kinds of content coming up. So make sure you subscribe to the newsletter, follow the YouTube channel, and check back at the website for all the reviews of the latest things that are coming out. And but this week, what we always do before all of that is we hit our fantasy, I'll keep wanting to call it the final fantasy. It's the fantasy Oscar pool where we all vie for candidates to follow throughout the entire year. I think this year is going to be even more challenging than years past because right now, looking forward and looking back, it's a little bit of a shallow bench. So we'll see. We'll see what contenders we pick across actor, actress, and picture. We'll each get 5 picks for actor, 5 picks for actress, and 3 picks for picture. And we'll tally those all up throughout the entire season, and we will post the results on a recurring basis, to which I will not commit, on the website, and we will announce the winner after the Oscars. So, first things first, Joey, can you tell us
Yes.
who won last year?
I narrowly beat you, and then Megan
Oh.
came in third.
So, per the rules, as always, Megan goes first since she came in third last time. I will follow with my picks, and Joey will bring up the rear. Anything else I'm missing? Anything else people need to know about Fantasy Oscar?
We get five, we pick five women, five men, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And
Yes.
we pick three films.
Yes, Megan was not paying attention to me as I just went through that.
Oh, you went through that? I'm sorry. And well,
I
I was also trying to pull up all of my stuff. Sorry that I okay, yes,
You're good. You're good.
you're right, yes. Cut that out.
No, I'm not. I'm leaving
Leave that
that in. Okay.
Well, new this year is that we're having fantasy pun names.
Yes, that's
Yes.
right.
Yes. The last minute addition that I thought of. So.
By last minute, we mean 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Because Megan undoubtedly has a really great punny name and she wants to go with this and didn't give us the
It's
opportunity
actually
to think of
really
something.
stupid, and I did not have a good name. I
What
just
is your team's name?
Giamatti Hottie.
All right. My team's name is, I feel like I should pun it up a little bit more than that. See, this is what happens when I am put on the spot at the last minute.
Oh, it's all my fault.
No. It's not. It's I'm just gonna call it, it's amaze, amaze, amaze.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
Because there are t-shirts that say amaze, 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 and when I win, I will send you both t-shirts that say amaze, amaze, amaze.
Then I'll send everybody Giamatti Hotties shirts with Paul Giamatti on it.
Joey?
We'll send you all a bag of shit.
Is that your
Oh, with
team
my name?
name?
That's
No.
your name?
My
Okay, well.
in true fashion, my name is slightly inappropriate. Mine is Jane Campion's first bottom of the lake.
Let me pause and say, Joey was picking up, was feeling a little salty before we started recording because Megan and I both referenced the fact that this is his foul mouth podcast of the year. And let me just be, let's just go on record here by saying the first one to curse on this podcast was Joey.
You're welcome.
Oh my
Never
gosh.
disappoint. By the way, speaking of this, which made me think of Nicole Kidman, which made me think of Days of Thunder,
Woke.
this sexism that is attacking this poor woman for being cast in Days of Thunder 2028, a movie no one wants or asked for. And then all of a sudden it's her fault because she's pregnant and a woman and not Nicole Kidman, and therefore they don't want her in this, people don't
How
want her in
many
this movie.
people besides Randy Quaid are saying this, though? Are there more people? I've only seen Randy
I've seen a
Quaid.
lot of people, talk about that.
Really? I'm just worried they're going to make them love interests, and I can't. And after Ewan McGregor, I just
I
can't.
thought that that was going to be his daughter or something.
Yeah, but I don't
She's a
know.
the only thing that they've said about her character is that she was going to be the owner of a team. So it's going to be woke because it's girl boss. It's going to no. Nobody wants to see this movie.
No,
Do you think
I
I
don't
do you
get.
think Tom Cruise just like shuffles around like studio hallways and just goes, sequel? Sequel?
Well,
How about a sequel?
Days of Thunder is not does
It's a
not have the
bad
cultural
movie.
impact that Top Gun
No,
had.
I've
Not
never
at
seen
all.
it.
I saw it because my dad was obsessed with NASCAR back in the day, but let me tell you, it didn't even do the first, I mean, it didn't do well and it hasn't regained some kind of relevance
No.
like
No.
Practical Magic did, right? Because Practical
No.
Magic did not do well in its initial release, but people love it now.
Yeah.
Because they have rewritten history and made it a good movie.
It's
And
like Gilmore Girls syndrome. They're like, it's a big house and it's fall.
and
Even though I love Gilmore Girls, but I feel like that's what they're all
I
like.
have a mug of tea.
I remember seeing Practical Magic and being like, this movie sucks. Like other than the music, which was Sheryl Crow and Stevie Nicks. Which was fantastic. I had
And
the
Faith
soundtrack.
Hill, This
Yes, I
Kiss.
loved the soundtrack, hated the movie. And now I don't know how I feel about this, especially since they didn't invite Evan Rachel Wood back and they're like kind of rewriting history in so many ways. They're rewriting history that it was popular. Like, it's just weird. Anyway.
But apparently it's good. I've heard from sources online that it's actually supposed to be good.
Maybe it is because. I mean, the second Top Gun was better than the first Top Gun, so you never know. Not that I'm comparing Practical Magic to Top Gun,
I
but
mean, you might as well.
you
It's a
are.
low bar either way.
Yeah.
Sorry, Joey, what?
I said, I think you are comparing
Okay.
Top Gun to Practical Magic.
But
Maybe
anyway,
I am.
what's wrong with that?
I just think they're like Practical Magic, like Top Gun at least was like a actual hit.
Yes.
Practical Magic, I remember when it came out, it was just kind of came and went, and I was like, well, that sucked. And
Top
then
Gun
like
also had a great soundtrack.
well,
Take My
that's
Breath Away.
yes. It
Yeah.
was more of a cultural impact. And go ahead, send your letters to everybody, send your
Do
letters to me.
you take your beach volleyball scene or do you take your midnight margaritas?
I do like the Midnight Margarita scene. Yeah, I do like that scene.
So, anyway, we'll be finding out shortly enough if Practical Magic 2 is any count, and we'll see if it shows up in our fantasy Oscar pool. Just to have a segue, somehow
Jesus.
doubt it will,
Well, now I
but
have to. Okay.
never know. All right, so let's get started.
Oh
We
God,
are
here we go.
here we go, here we go.
I'm already anxious.
Remember last year when I re-edited this whole thing and had like a graphic come in, and every time somebody picked something, I had a picture. I'm not going to be doing that this year, so I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I forgot all about
Yeah.
that. Yeah,
Now you're
it's
setting everyone else up for disappointment, though. That
yeah,
one
well, you know
person
what?
who
If
was
you
like,
want to see that, you go back and watch last year's.
Ooh.
All right. So, Megan, please go first with either an actor, an actress, or a picture.
Joey, I'm so sorry, but
You
I'm
fucking
taking Julianne
bitch. You
Moore. I'm so
fucking
sorry.
bitch. Oh,
I knew it was
there
gonna
we
happen.
go. There
I
we go.
had to. I had to.
All right. Then, Joey, I'm so sorry because I'm taking Paul Giamatti from the debut.
That's my name, is Paul Giamatti.
Well, I'm sorry. Giamatti's Hotties is coming over to Amaze, Amaze, Amaze.
Then I'm just gonna take the debut.
Oh, you bitch. Oh.
Screwed up my whole fucking system, but
What, you were just planning on
you
going right
forced my
down?
hand.
You were planning on going right down the line and just taking each one of
All
us, and none of us would put up a fight. Okay, back
right,
to me.
Megan.
Matt Damon.
All right. I am going to take Indie Never Ready Obsession.
I'm gonna take.
Never spell her name.
Never read. I don't know how you say your last name.
That's right. I'm gonna take Andrew Scott for Elsinore.
I had to choose.
I'm
If you
going to
didn't
take.
pick Indy before me, I was going to take her.
I know, I know. It was it's fine.
I'm going to take a movie. I'm going to take The Odyssey.
Okay.
I'm going to need to find another picture. I am
I
going
picked Jeff.
to steal literally something straight out of Megan's mouth, and it's going to be Robert Pattinson prime time.
How did you know I love him?
Because you don't stop talking about it. I mean, I say that affectionately.
I was going to say, I feel some disdain in that.
I meant you to. All right, I'm already stressing. This is not a good sign. I should probably pick a lady for the first time in my life. I'm gonna take I'm probably gonna mispronounce this, but Virginie Efira for All of a Sudden.
Wait, how do you spell that?
VIR
Okay.
GIN IE
Okay.
space
Okay.
EF IRA.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Even though you're a little bit demeaning with that, a little bit condescending,
I would
but
also like to point out that I mentioned too. Also, sidebar, I would not be able to, I didn't pronounce it right, and I had to look it up myself, so.
I'm
All
going to
right.
take. Oh, wait, is it my turn? It is my turn.
Yes.
Anne Hathaway for The Odyssey.
Really going down the Odyssey line.
I am.
Oh. I am going to take a picture this time, and it's going to be Fjord.
Oh, yes.
Fjord.
Fjord, yes.
Fjord. Let's see. I'm gonna take Scarlett Johansson for Paper Tigers.
I'm going to take Ryan Gosling for Project Hail Mary.
Amaze, amaze, amaze.
That's funny that we have each other's
I know.
passion.
All right. I need to go. I can't not pick Penelope Cruz for the invite.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that.
I think you will love her in that movie. I think you'll like the movie,
I
but
usually just like her a lot and everything.
yeah. I am going to take La Bola Negra because it's gay.
Really?
Oh, now it's getting hard. That's what she said. Let's
God.
see. Hold
No,
on.
you stole the words right out of my mouth.
I know.
That's what she said, huh?
Oh, now I have to like look up things.
God forbid.
like now I'm actually like, you know what? This is a bit of a gamble,
I
but
love a Megan McLaughlin gamble.
I know this is when my mom's like, you go rogue with your picks. I'm like, that's not even true. These are
Do you
actually
like?
very safe picks right now. I was going to go with Michael as a movie. Okay.
As a reminder, completely unrelated to that pick, pre the critics round, we will have a swap.
Actually think Megan's most rogue moment is in 2017 when she picked Sally Hawkins, but not for The Shape of Water.
Oh,
Yes.
shut up.
Oh,
Oh
yeah,
my
that
God.
was.
I think my best rogue moment was when I tried to pick Margot Robbie for I, Tonya, and both you little bitches were like, oh, that won't be up this year. I remember that.
You know, you got to play the game any way you can.
Every man for himself.
I am going to go with Pedro Pascal for Behemoth.
Probably pick it. But which
What?
pick another gay character and pick Rami Malek for The Man I Love. So as of right now, Megan has one, two women, two men, and two movies.
Yes.
Clarence has one, two, three men, two women, and a movie. And then I have two movies, two women, two
I'm going to pick, it's my turn, right?
men.
Okay, I'm picking Kate O'Flynn, Tender Loving Care.
That off my list.
Yep, just gonna scratch that
I
sucker
am
out.
going with another picture and I am picking
Oh,
Wildwood.
you
oh.
fucking bitch.
There we go.
What, is this an
Here's the
animated one?
yes,
Yes, it's
it's
Laika.
yeah.
Laika,
Brought to
I would
you
like
by
you to
Fathom
invite me back to
Events.
Laika, I would like you to invite me back out to the Pacific Northwest so I can visit your studio like you did for the last movie. But
Wait, did you go out there?
Don't remember that.
Yeah, I was gonna say you
When
didn't
I
go out
did
there.
that long piece for Missing Link, where I talked to like the costume designer and the production designer of that movie, I did like a big piece with
Yes, I
that.
remember you were obsessed.
I
Like,
was really, yeah, I was really farmer. And then at the last minute, they're like, "Do you want to come out here?" And I was like, and they gave me like 3 days' notice, and I was like,
oh.
"No." I love like a movie, so I'm super excited. And I hate you for that. Okay, now it's getting a dicey, right? How about I go with Samantha Morton for the Odyssey.
Yeah. Megan.
Okay. I'm gonna pick a man, which I have said before many times. Hold on, let me get to my list again. I was gonna say, oh, John Leguizamo for the Odyssey. I'm really going down the Odyssey route. Is that okay? He wasn't taken yet, right?
No. I had these things that seemed like good ideas when I did my homework last weekend, and now I'm looking at them again and I'm like, I am going with Renate Reinsve for Fjord.
Good pick.
Then I'm gonna go with Sebastian Stan for Fjord.
Yes, damn it.
Locked my Fjord dominance.
I know.
You sunk my battleship.
Really, I'm just picking stuff to spoil. You picked the two people from the debut. I took the debut. You guys took. You picked all the Odyssey people. I took one Odyssey person.
Oh,
I'm
I'm
picking out of
picking
spite.
let's go with the John Turturro, the only living pickpocket in New York.
All right. I will pick Sandra Hüller for Fatherland.
Ah, that's a good one.
Fatherland?
Writing these down.
I'm gonna go with the invite. So I'm done with picking films.
All right, Megan.
I had something in mind. This is very hard. I'm going to say Olivia Wilde for the invite.
All right then. Well, you just solved my problem. I am then going to pick Penelope Cruz La Bola Negra.
Clarence has got twice the cruise.
You need to pick up Tom Cruise. I've noticed none of us we've stayed away from Digger.
Yeah, because that movie is a movie.
Yeah, I don't think that movie's going to be good because I
Agree.
read
Yeah,
I
I
read
don't
this. Did
think.
you read the spoiler about what
No.
happened?
Yes, I did read the spoiler.
I don't like that.
I kind of do, but I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. Joey.
Oh, is it my turn? Shit. Let's see. I am gonna go with, and I'm gonna butcher this name, Guitarica De La Fuente for La Bola Negra.
Can you spell that?
Yes, I can.
Hold on.
It is all one word. There's no separation. It's GUITARRICADELA FUENTE.
I don't know if I did that right, but Okay, I'm doing another wild card pick, and this is just purely because I want this to happen. Rachel McAdams for a send help.
Okay.
All right. So I've got five
Okay.
women. I'm going with John Malkovich for Wild Horse Nine.
I noticed none of us had picked that either. No,
No.
yeah.
Oh, fuck, it's my
Joey.
turn. I'm sorry.
Yep.
See, I got one, two, three, four men. One, two, three, three. I only picked three women. What is wrong with me? I'm gonna pick. This is a safe pick, the opposite of a wild card. I'm gonna be safe and say Olivia Colman for Elsinore.
Oh,
I didn't even know she was in that.
she's got a wig. I think she plays Andrew Scott's doctor.
Interesting.
All
But the
right.
most important thing about that is wig.
All right, Megan, you got two more picks.
Yes, and it's one's an actor and then one's a movie, right?
I am not keeping track of yours, but
Oh,
you
okay.
have that is what I.
One, two, three, four, five. You've picked five women. You've picked one, two, three, four, five men. You need to pick another film.
Well, I only have four. Wait, I have five women, four men.
Julianne.
Matt Damon, Ryan Gosling, John Leguizamo, John Turturro, right? I didn't pick anybody
And
else.
John Malkovich.
I didn't pick John Malkovich.
Well, then I put it in the wrong place.
No, that's mine, Joey.
I'm gonna pick Sam Rockwell, though.
No, God damn you.
Yeah, that happened.
Bitch.
All right, now I'm gonna do a little bit of quick research. Do-do-do-do-do. How about, all right, I'll break the digger cherry and go
Oh.
with John Goodman.
That's a good pick.
It's a good man pick.
Because I was wondering maybe if that's the one who gets in from that movie. If that twist is, I mean, I think that twist is legit.
I do too.
Because it actually makes sense watching the trailer.
Yes, it does.
Joey's
It's a
probably like,
Goodman.
don't you dare do this to me.
Don't you dare spoil it.
I'm sorry that I want to experience it in the theater or at home when I don't, when I'm looking through my phone. But I gotta see. Okay, lady.
Well, I'm all done with actors and actresses. I need one picture.
Man. So I think I need to pick one man, one lady. I think I'm going to pick Jordan Firstman for Club Kid.
Oh, interesting.
Megan, your
Okay,
last pick.
my last pick. I'm gonna pick Project Hail Mary.
My God, how did none of us pick that?
Don't know.
I just don't know.
And my, oh God, I don't want to pick this, but this is probably, I'm going to pick Dune Part Three.
Oh, I was
I
almost.
understand.
I can't do Dune 2 anymore.
Dune 3.
Dune.
So I think I need to just pick a woman. Name a woman.
Well, none of us picked Glenn Close for La Bella Negra. Is she that featured in it or no? Do we know?
No one is, I feel like if any supporting actress is being talked about in that movie, it sounds like it's Penelope Cruz.
Yeah.
Which lady do I pick? Because I'm really up against a fucking wall.
Wait, did
It's
I miss one of yours? You have Andrew Scott,
like.
Virginie Elfyra, Scarlett Johansson, Samantha Morton, Sebastian Stan, the Bella Negra person of Olivia Colman, Jordan Firstman. Do you have eight?
I'm sorry, let me go through films. I have the debut, La Bella Negra, and The Invite.
Yes.
Men, I have Andrew Scott, Rami Malek,
Oh,
Jordan
that's it. I forgot
Firstman,
Rami Malek.
Sebastian
Sorry about
Stan.
that.
Which, by the way, and again, I don't want to fall down an I, Tonya hole, but that movie that he's in is not picked, has got received a distributor yet.
Rami Malek.
Yes, The Man I
In
Love.
interesting,
Is that
interesting.
Iris Sachs? Yeah,
Yes, all at risk.
yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm not going down the I, Tonya hole, but there we go. Are we done?
No, he's got to
No.
pick a woman.
Actually,
We
no.
got to get him a
No
woman.
wonder it's taking so long.
I know.
He wouldn't
He's
know
never
what to
done
do with it
this
if he got
before.
it. That's
Joey the
a joke that you make frequently. In
It
fact, you made it on this
is. I'm lying.
podcast before.
I'm sick.
You hate crimes yourself on this one, bud.
That's how I talk to my friends.
You're just going to take a picture of whoever you pick and put it in your bathroom.
That's true.
Yeah. I am gonna go with Rooney Mara, Bucking Bastard. I was
I
like,
love.
but which Mara sister do I pick? And she unsubscribes.
Think she subscribes to
She really loved your coverage of A Teacher Megan, and she's been a subscriber ever since.
loved talking to her. She was so fantastic in that series. Her and Nick Robinson. Oh God, I love it. It was great.
Speaking of interviews, I cannot believe they only gave you 5 minutes with Emmy Rossum.
It was four
Not,
minutes.
it was 4 minutes. That's
Oh my
insane.
Lord.
Yeah. But she answered very succinctly, so
Because she had
because she had to,
to.
yeah.
4 minutes with Emmy Rossum.
Someone's like had like a hot poker, like digging into her side. They're like, answer the question.
Well, I've been in interviews before that were like I asked the first question, you're like, wrap it up as soon as I ask
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
I hate when that happens. I was like,
They're basically like looming over the talent, ready to hit the
yeah.
X to like and done, you're
Yeah.
right.
And it makes you so like, whoa, I thought I had, like, that happened to me before where they're like, you have 15 minutes. And then I asked the first question and they were like, wrap it up. And I was like, wait a minute. And then they were like, oh, sorry, we meant you had more time. And I'm like, okay.
All right, so are we done?
Yeah.
Pencils down. Very good. So we will be posting these on the site here within the next couple of weeks, and they are locked and frozen at this time. And then right around the podcast, shortly before Thanksgiving, when the Critics Awards start to roll out, you'll get through Gotham's, you'll get through a festival awards and things like that. But when we get to the Critics Awards, when most everything has been seen, we'll take the opportunity to see what we want to swap out. The things that have potentially underwhelmed or big surprises that have come from left field.
I remember, like,
So.
well, last year I picked some weird ones that like didn't even show up. Like, let me see if I have my.
Oh God, I remember 1 year we didn't even pick or maybe it was like our Oscar predictions or whatever. We didn't even pick the ultimate winner. Like we didn't even have it in contention.
I had like 2 years ago, Denzel Washington for Gladiator 2, Joaquin Phoenix for Joker, the sequel, Angelina Jolie for Maria, Saoirse Ronan for The Outrun, Florence Pugh for We Live in Time. Crazy.
Well, you had every right to pick Angelina Jolie for Maria. In
I
fact, I
know.
think we traded because I
Yeah,
had
you and I
Amy
both switched
Adams
for.
for
I can't. We
Dogfish or
just.
whatever. Night
We just went
Bitch.
down with each other's ships. Like, we're like, here you go. Just go with it.
All right. Let's quickly wrap things up because, again, Megan and Joey have to do all kinds of packing and prepping and getting ready for their big excursion out to the mountains of Telluride, Colorado. drugs to procure, not the legal kind, to take on the plane. There you go. All right. So let's jump to the flash forward to the media we're most anticipating in the upcoming week. And I guess for both of you, you're just going to be constantly inundated with movies, 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 right? I mean, what else do you got
Probably.
going on?
I was gonna say there was. I'm going to see Sierra Ferrell tomorrow in concert, and I'm really excited to see her. It's one of my most anticipated concerts of the summer. And then, yeah, packing for Telluride. I also encourage everyone to binge Furious. It is so good. It's just a very good ending. Clarence, have you caught up on it?
Not yet.
Okay. I think you would like it a lot.
It's obviously on my list.
Yeah, but yeah, that's probably just getting ready for movies. I've been watching a ton of docs. I watched American Doctor last week, which was really good. Jane Elliott Against the World, which was really fantastic. I watched actually, well, one I watched one that's going to be at Telluride, but I can't say, but I'll tell you offline. But so yeah, just kind of watching as much as I can, and I finished the book, The Mashup, and I'm starting Gina Gershon's Alpha Pussy now is the next book that I'm reading. So that'll be nice as I'm headed into the mountains.
Is there, I wonder if there is a lengthy chapter or maybe even a whole section dedicated to showgirls.
Oh, honey, she talks about Showgirls right away. You're gonna want to read this. Like, yeah, both of you little bitches are gonna want to read this book.
I get involved, but
Wait, what did you say?
I said, how did I get involved?
Because you both are Showgirl
What?
like
What?
obsessives.
I don't know what you do down at the Cheetah, but it ain't dancing. What do you mean?
No, because I was thinking, oh wow, she's going to talk about this, and I thought of you two and how obsessed you were with the podcast that we did because I had never seen it before, and you guys introduced it to me. So,
Just got like lightheaded.
yeah, you're lightheaded. Yeah.
I'm 42. Well,
I am
Joey,
too. I can do this and not be lightheaded.
I have to say, I don't know how you're holding up on the inside, but your hair looks great.
You. I just got
Is
a
that
cut
from the
today.
movie?
It is a Dolly Parton quote from Steel Magnolias. No, but his
Oh,
hair
that's
does look
right.
very nice.
It does look very nice. It matches your wine.
Thank you. You can't see it. There's also gray in the wine.
There's what in the wine?
Gray, because
Your
my hair has
hair
flecks of
looks
gray.
gray. You don't have
I have
grays.
flecks of gray in my hair.
I'm gonna have to. I'll
You can't see
explore
it now because I
that.
cut it all off. I'm gonna like wake up in the middle of the night. You're gonna be like,
I'll report
like,
back.
please don't.
It's the pubes. The pubes are gray.
I will push you out a window. Please continue. Yeah, movies, God only knows I need to get I just need to see that fucking schedule so I know what I'm not gonna be able to see there. I tell you right.
Thursday.
Thursday, yeah. So while I'm flying in, it'll be released and whatever. I got screeners to Carrie, which is going to be at TIFF. They're doing like a prime time screening of that, but I'm hoping to have watched enough of it so I can have a review of it for TIFF, in line for TIFF. So that's Mike Flanagan. We all love Mike Flanagan here on the podcast. So Did not like some of the stuff I heard about it. So we will see. We will see. And trying to not have a panic attack.
Understood. Understood. This weekend, I think we'll be doing our annual rewatch of Practical Magic.
Wait, I didn't know you did this.
Oh yeah. Oh no. I mean, this is one of the only scary, scary season movies that is generally liked in this household.
I didn't know that, and here I was bad mouthing it, and you're probably like, stupid bitch.
I said that. Yeah, I said it is not a great movie. It is
but it's
not.
just like a vibe. It's a vibe.
It is a vibe.
It's a vibe.
It's a very, it's a comfort
I would agree
watch.
with that.
And again, I'll say the same thing as which I said on Twitter. I think people have reevaluated it and have decided that we miss movies like this.
That mid-budget, just kind of meh.
Mid-budget, just sort of big,
just
starry
exist.
Drama that, was like the Grishams of it all, like The Firm, The Client, just stuff like that, that they don't make those anymore.
They don't.
That's why you've got Tom Cruise digging Days of Thunder out of the grave. Because they can't make a sequel to A Few Good Men.
I've never seen A Few Good Men.
A Few Good Them. Anyway, so we'll be watching. That's the modern version. Watching Big Brother.
All right, Randy Quaid.
I'm kidding. Please don't equate me with Randy Quaid.
No one can be Randy Quaid. I would never say that to you.
I have to separate the Randy Quaid from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with the Randy Quaid that we've all come to know.
Yeah.
The current version. It's those are two different people. And Furious and anything else that I can catch up to.
I need to ask you, you are a Walking Dead fan.
Yes. First
what
couple
is
of
going
seasons.
On with this Dead City show?
Don't know. I quit
that
long before the
it's
spinoffs
like
came out.
Post-apocalypse, but like Negan and the girl, what's her name? Maggie are like getting together now, and
Yeah,
these
and
people
he
are
killed her
arrested.
husband.
Yeah,
I
I'm like,
don't.
it seems it bothers to me at my core for a show I don't care about. Like,
Yeah.
it
No
feels so
idea.
wrong. And I was like, what's happening? It's like modern times. They're like in a coffee shop. I'm like, what's
Well,
happening?
Walking Dead was in modern times.
But I mean, like, as in, like, we've got civilization back. Like, there's like a coffee house, and one of the girls, her sister's like playing the guitar and stuff. It's real bizarre.
My guess is that they cleaned up New York a little bit and they've made like a
Okay.
safe zone. They did that in the Walking Dead before I quit, but I was out when they did the spinoff series where the guy that Daryl, the Daryl
Yeah.
spinoff series where he wakes up and he's in France all of a sudden.
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah, he's, I think he.
I
I
saw
think
he got a plane.
I. He got knocked out in Georgia, and all of a sudden he wakes up and he's in Europe. I think
that's more implausible than the zombies. Also, I'm sorry. Not to go back to Randy Quaid, but wasn't Randy Quaid in Brokeback Mountain?
Yes.
Was
Okay,
he?
I'm just making. He was like, "Oh, you boys found a way to pass the time up there." He's like, "Hey, Ang Lee, can I say butt fucking?" And Ang Lee's just like, "No."
And then wrapping up my flash forward
Sorry.
before that tangent. I'm reading Big Little Truths, Leanne Moriarty's book sequel to Big Little Lies, which incorporates some things from season two and some things not. It's in fact the foreword to the book basically says this does not intend to be a sequel to the TV show, but because Laura Dern and Meryl Streep were so great, I have to incorporate more of those characters, or at least in this case, introduce the Meryl Streep character.
Wow.
But it's entertaining. It's not a great book, but it's going to, it could have the bones of being a good third season.
Ah.
Yeah. And I'm reading it because I do have the audiobook, but I can't stomach the narrator.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. All right. Does that cover it?
Yeah.
All right, let's get the hell out of here. So we are the three M's, the contending co-founders, Megan McLaughlin, Joey Moser, and me, Clarence Moy. Thanking you for joining us, asking you to remember to rate us on your favorite podcast app and click like and subscribe here on YouTube. Don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter at thecontending.com/subscribe. Our
I think it's newsletter.
newsletter. You can find it on the site. There's a banner up top. It's a whole thing. This is how modern websites work. Of course, wishing you all a very pleasant tomorrow and a safe journey for both of you.
Thank you.
What if you're like a safe journey from here?